Ronson, Jackie. Doris, we're sorry that you couldn't come up this year. We only getting 1 week's vacation, so we don't give us much time to come down and visit you, but maybe if you all don't get up to see us, we'll see you next year. We got here Saturday, and so today's Wednesday. It looks like our time's running out. The kids and I took in Hiawassee Fair this afternoon, and Carl and Ricky rode too many rides and kindly turned green. It was a pretty nice fair. They making hominy and lye soap, had a lot of nice quilts and crochet work, and a lot of rock displays. Some, they said, was from the moon, but I kindly doubt that. And they're selling them for $1.50 a rock, and it's black. I'm telling Myrtle and Jack about it, too, but I said to Elizabeth, yeah, I bet.
On how big.
Yeah. I was motioning on my finger. It's about like a marble. And I told Elizabeth that I bet that those rocks hadn't been any closer to the moon than I have. Have they sold those to exhibits or not? They had some beautiful rocks there. And Elizabeth said most of the people look like tourists and just people from around here. We're having nice weather for our vacation. It's not got too hot. And so far, we've just been having showers of rain. Not enough to spoil things. Well, here's your mom. I'll let her talk to you for a while.
I don't know whether I could have it. Think of anything to say. I hope your backs are getting better fast so you can come up. I sure do hate that you couldn't come be here while they're here. We're sure enjoying. I'm enjoying having them. I hope they are.
Oh, that's good.
Wish you could have been here for supper. Mildred come down to eat with us.
Oh, yeah. We had fried chicken, fried okra, green beans, tomatoes, cucumbers and mashed potatoes. Am I making you hungry? Cornbread and
buns
and what kind of cake was that you made?
It was applesauce and raisin.
Applesauce and raisin.
Duncan Hines.
Yum, yes. Yum.
I thought I was cheated. When I made the cake, it seemed so little and flat, but it was pretty good. If I do have to break on it.
I don't think it was supposed to raise
any money. I don't guess it.
No.
Must have not.
I misunderstood you. I thought you was talking about
and
it.
I made seafoam icing for it. I'm still having lots of beans. Good many tomatoes. My old chickens as they begin to start in on them. I'm afraid I may have to keep them up because they're pecking on them. And I'm having cucumbers and cabbage. I've not made any kraut yet, but I want to try to make some for me and you both. And when the corn gets ready and I have the beans, I'm going to fix us some corn, pickle corn and beans. And so I'm going to try to put up enough for divide with you, because you know it ain't going to take very much for us. So I'm going to let Jack talk to you a little now. That's about all I can think of.
So they give it to me. I don't have a whole lot either. I've been reinstating my membership in the Hillbilly Clan. About got that done. Eating hillbilly food, that's a part of it. Other than that, just a routine vacation. We got another one here that might want to talk to you, if he'll do any talking.
You say hi.
I guess you heard him there. We'll see if we get anything out of him.
Say, oh, my.
Oh, my, oh, my.
Well, say something.
Say, kitty.
Okay, don't.
What'd you have for supper? Chicken? Chicken?
Did you and Cindy go up at the car?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you and Cindy went up to the car, didn't you? And Cindy, she's looking after you, taking care of them. Say, Cindy. Where is Cindy?
Laying down over here in the
floor.
Hey,
Cindy.
You see Cindy?
Cindy! Cindy! Cindy!
I don't know which one you're gonna jump on. This is good.
Look here, Cindy. Cindy! Cindy!
So Daddy's getting a spanking.
Let me tell Jackie something. Hey, Jackie. Cindy, you know where the walnut tree is up toward the barn, the little walnut tree, or where your grandpa put some logs? Well, I heard Cindy is up there this morning going, and I wondered what it's all about. And so along this evening sometime in, was you with me, Mildred?
No.
Well, Ricky then, and we went up there. And there was two little kittens already with their eyes open. That's what Cindy is crying about. She's wanting me to come up there and see the kittens, I reckon. So we'll let Jack talk now.
They run out of anything, they hand it back to me. I don't know if you've ever tried recording one of these things or not, but everybody runs out awfully quick, and then they hand it back. And then I run out.
We was doing pretty good before they turned it on.
Yeah, I played a trick on them. I just had the motor running on this and laid the mic down, told them to go ahead, and everybody quietened down real quiet. But I didn't have it recording.
When was Doris up last? I guess your flowers wasn't up as pretty as they are now. Your mother has a lot of pretty flowers around the house that are in bloom now. I'll make her homesick.
Of course, they don't know when you'll be up again. So they're just trying to make you homesick, even if you don't see the flowers when you come up.
Did you get that set over there for your anniversary gift?
No.
Did you get the picture for your anniversary?
Doris got that plate. Mary Jo Crump.
Okay, we're done. Pauline's daughter gave me that.
That was a nice for a Christmas
present. I died, I put them in the... I put them in the...
Steve's talking to you, Doris. Are you talking to Aunt Doris? Aunt Doris would love to hear you talk.
He used
tell her
to
hello.
Repeat his alphabet and he got sick and he wouldn't do it anymore.
Tell Aunt Doris hello.
Hello. Okay, don't.
See, I'm getting sleepy. It's been a long day. And they won't let me have any chewing gum. How come Ricky to get gone so he wouldn't have to say anything?
Probably. You scared him.
Who scared him?
Well, didn't you start hollering, going to make a tape?
Yeah.
Well, you scared him.
Did we tell Doris about you and Judy being here Saturday night? And talking to her?
I didn't. I don't know if you did or not.
Well, Doris, I don't know whether we told you or not about you and Judy being here Saturday night when Jack got here. And Dewey put my pictures that Elsa gave me. He hung them for me. It's between the china cabinet and that picture. One's a little higher than the other, and they look good there. So I think that he knows a little about how to hang pictures for them to look right. And they put the plaques that Murderson Rowland gave us in the kitchen. And Judy had him to put them up there, and she got back and looked, and she told him that was the place for them. She went all over this room here, putting them up on the wall and turned deer to and see if they'd look right. Judy couldn't find a place that they'd suit until we got in the kitchen. He put them up above the table there. And Judy said, yes, that's the place for them, so they do look pretty good. Now maybe Jack can say something. Or Mildred won. I think Mildred's thinking of something to say.
The corn looks like it's so tall this year. And I mentioned it to Myrtle, and you said it seems taller to you. Must be because they had so much rain. Everywhere I look. But Elizabeth says there isn't a whole lot of corn, but it is tall. Every bit I see, it seems so tall.
There's a lot of curls that fell down. He didn't get the plow working at all. And he threw the ammonia around it, and of course that, a lot of the joints busted and it fell over, and it didn't have enough of dirt around the roots to cause some to fall. I think he's gonna do pretty well with his corn anyway.
The garden's doing good anyway.
Yeah,
I got proof of that right around my belt line.
I'm surprised he admitted it.
Well, when you get good cooking, you can admit it. That'll hold her.
I wish I had some of these good creaseback beans that I could get to her to eat on. They're so good. Didn't you think them was pretty good for supper?
Yeah. The creaseback, is that little flat one you give me one time or not?
No, what? They're kind of a long bean. Pretty good size bean, kind of a long, kind of like the northern beans.
Do you still plant that little one, little short one? It grows almost flat.
No.
Oh, I lost the seed of that too.
Must have been cut short.
Well, but they're really good beans.
Kind of thin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And it don't grow much of a bean in it. Uh-huh. And it just grew about that long. I told Jack I was going to ask you if you had to see.
How long is about that long on a tape recorder?
You can measure it with your thumb and finger like Mildred's.
You hold your thumb and finger about 2 inches apart, and that's how long she meant.
I was trying to forget that I was talking on a tape.
Well, that sounds more natural.
Now she give it back to me.
You told
how
me.
Long was it, Steve?
Yeah, about this long, wasn't it, Steve? Say hello in there. Say hello. That's the end of talking. Yeah, talking that in there.
Yeah, he got his 2 cents in.
Say hello, Aunt Doris. Say hello, Aunt Doris. Hello, Jackie.
He's loving to play with the kittens. He's been outside saying, kitty, kitty.
Kitty, kitty, kitty.
Steve plays car, but where that we used to reach down to the dashboard like we was turning on the ignition, Steve reaches up and pinches his cheek and starts his motor.
Come over here, Cindy, and say hello to Jackie. Come over here and say hello to Jackie. Say hello. Hello, Jackie. Say hello. Hello. Hello, Jackie.
Now that should prove to you that everybody has to get their 2 cents in.
Say hello. Where's Jackie? Where's Jackie? Huh? Where's Jackie?
Do you have the other side to go or is it just
and now she's had her say and she's leaving. And Steve's having his say now. That sounds like some little kitten. Lord, look, he's going to eat his fingers up.
Steve.
Are you going to eat your fingers?
Kiss me. Kiss mommy. Kiss mommy. Jack, did you look at this crocheting? Uh-huh. That's a little bit tighter than that. But.
Steve, where's Wanda and Susan? Steve! Thanksgiving. Where's Wanda and Susan? Is it just about all wound up? Well, I guess that's about it.